Did you see my message? I have one request about the list.
I do. What did it say?
She said, can we not talk about... on a public
one. Yes, and I assumed one of those would be out.
How are you, friends?
You know, doing okay.
I miss you guys.
Honestly, it's been so long.
It's been... Yeah. So long.
I think less long for all of us to, well, less long for each of us individually, but all of us together?
So long.
But yes, the Pebble Pack is back in business.
Pebble Pack, back at it again.
Crazy. It's packing. I have all the pebbles.
Do you really?
I do.
I love that for you.
Okay. So before we start, I'll just kind of explain what we're doing here, what the vibes are, you know?
Absolutely.
Welcome to Dank Ranks.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Madeline, as you know, Sammy and I both have autism. One of our common interests is making lists and ranking seemingly unrelated things. So we've come up with a list of 10 things about you that we're going to have you rank, and then once you finish making your ranking, we'll go back through and we will correct it for you and come up with our definitive list.
All right.
Okay. Sammy, do you want to read the list?
No.
Okay. I will do that. Okay. So we've got Lean's list. Number one, a straight man calling dibs on you by saying, I call the dyke. Number two, being only one Madeline Tall. Number three, the Pebble Pack. Number four, getting tricked into taking shots of Everclear. Number five, matching tattoos. Number six, believing Sammy has epilepsy. Number seven, tattoo jar. Number eight, studying abroad. Number nine, being early for everything. And I forgot one. Please hang
on. Do you have a math degree?
Yeah, but
can't count to 10.
Yo, I mean, we might engineer better, but engineer good.
Did I? One, two, three, four, five. Oops. Six, seven, eight, nine. Oh, we only got nine.
Okay, and, we'll freestyle.
I mean, I feel like there's a really obvious one here that is not on the list.
Which is?
Physics?
You can contribute the idea?
Physics? Something about physics? Or is that not, extraordinary because we're all...
No.
Women of color in STEM.
No, you do physics.
How would you feel about me putting being a fucking nerd on the list?
That checks out. No. I mean, that's, exactly the vibe that I expected. I was really surprised that it wasn't there when you were reading them out.
I thought about it. I was like, ooh, maybe that's a little mean. I also thought about putting being bullied by your autistic friend.
Sure.
Which,
you know,
is
that,
something we have been known to do. So I'll let you pick which one you want.
I mean, I think probably being a fucking nerd, because being bullied by my autistic friends is just a little too real.
Sure.
In college, I had a lot of conversations with my mom where I was like, I thought they're my friends. Why are they so mean to me?
Oh, I feel bad. I will say, though most of the time, I think when I was proper mean, I couldn't tell. But every now and again, I was just a little mean, and that was on purpose. And I said, this is for her own good.
You know, I've said it once, I'll say it again, bullying builds character. It works. I think more people should be bullied.
Did you guys
I was bullied. I turned out great.
Well,
I do think more kids should be bullied. Not a lot, Because there is like a level where there's a tipping point where it's like, oh, okay, that's too much. But like,
definitely.
I told you guys that I literally had my lunch money stolen one time, right? My mom that's pulled me out of school. My mom pulled me out of school shortly after. Anyway, the 10th item.
Is yeah, it being a fucking nerd?
Being a fucking nerd.
I think it's, yeah, I think that's the one.
Okay. So, whenever you're ready, go ahead and start ranking.
Oh, this is hard. I feel like these are all quite me. Okay, I want to put being early for everything at the bottom. This is, I want to say less and less true when I started to value my own time.
Sure.
So, yeah. Also, I think I like kind of completely gave up on being early when I had an 8 a.m. class that sometimes the professor started at 7:30, and I can count on one hand. It was like optional, but like it was a really hard class, so I needed all of the time I could get, and I can count on one hand the number of times I was on time to that class. So I think after that, I just kind of gave up.
That's good. That's fair. I think that's progress.
Yeah. So, you know, like I can't be anxious about everything. I like, I can be anxious about everything, but also
I thought you were going to say that you stopped being on time because you started going to private school again and all of your friends are no longer black and thus very prompt.
Okay, so, but like, if we're bringing that up, am I relatively very early to everything, or was it just that like I was actually early to everything? Because when I do go to events that the like affinity groups have at school, I like show up 10 minutes late because I'm like, I can't look like a, I know how this works.
My friends in college.
Exactly. Exactly. So I aim to be 10 minutes late, and then I'm still always 20 minutes early. So I guess the question is, are we talking about relatively early? Because if we are, then compared to all my white friends, I'm always late, which I feel like is my prerogative as their token non-white friend.
Yeah.
If it's an affinity group, then yes, I'm still absolutely early.
Interesting. And, you know, I will say, I think you are the person that I cite always when I say, oh, yeah, sorry I'm late to things, but I am trying now. Because before you, we had a conversation, you're like, Sammy, it just makes me feel like you don't value my time when you're late. And I said, what?
Did we really?
Yeah, we had a specific conversation. I said, okay. And then I tried to be on time to things.
Wow, that means a lot to me. Even though I didn't, like, realize that this was a thing, I really appreciate that you took that feedback and to make me feel even more like you valued me.
Uh-huh. And I said, okay, I'll do a little bit.
I think my favorite Sammy being late story is one time you were, like, what? 2 hours and 40 minutes late to a 3-hour class?
Yeah. And I walked in, and the teacher, as I was walking out, the professor asked me, he was like, why did you come? I said, is there not homework due today? And he said, yeah. And he said, that's why.
And that's, I feel like that's valid.
And my other thing is, sure, if I want to be late to a class that I paid for, that's my prerogative. But also...
Exactly.
Like, I'm not going to just not go because I'm late, because I paid for it. I'm going to get that 20 minutes of instruction.
Regardless, I'm still going to put that at the bottom of the list. Even if it's like a being relatively early, I'll still put it at the bottom because while it is certainly part of me, I don't think it best defines me. And then coming in at number 9, I think I want to put tattoo jar. I truly like this one. So here's the thing. My bank doesn't have physical locations, and it also has like 20 ATMs in the whole United States. And I was getting paid for tutoring in cash. My professors were definitely doing something a little illegal because it helped me out a lot. You know, because UC really screws over their students who are on full ride.
I know.
Because they give you, like, a living stipend, which is, like, literally $1,000 a month to live on, and then they don't figure in how much you're going to be taxed. Anyway, my professors...
Full ride is only for education. Live in the slums.
Yes, exactly.
So, yeah.
Thank you, UC, for your generous full ride.
You know, we have all been there. At the end of the semester, you get to the point where you said, okay, I'll eat grits and beans.
Ooh. Listen, crazy. Freshman year? Why did we think we were rich?
You didn't pay for anything freshman year. Like, at all. All that money was just for drinking.
Yeah. Which is crazy, because housing is so expensive. How do we have so much extra money?
I have no idea. It doesn't make sense.
Anyway, I'm trying to say that because of my precarious financial situation, my professors would occasionally slip me an envelope of cash for doing research. But sometimes, like once a semester, it happened a couple times, they would like slide me an envelope of like a couple $100 bills. And that is how my jar of coins, it's like a small milk jar, so like I would put all my spare change in it, which is a normal thing to do. That's a normal thing for adults. But it also had $700 worth of cash in it at one point.
And that's so absurd. I said, Madeline, you did not live in a nice apartment.
I lived in a basement level apartment. Like, anyone could have broken in my window if they had really wanted to.
And like, not hard. Like, they could have kicked it on accident.
You know, I often slept with my window open.
Bold. Okay.
So yes, that's my tattoo jar full of money. I don't think I ever actually ended up using any of the money for tattoos. Mostly it was for beer at Mio's.
Mm-hmm. And that's fair.
Oh, dollar PBR night.
Oh my god, I'm
The PBR, please sponsor us.
Absolutely.
Gotta get it in once an episode.
Okay, what do you have at 8?
Okay, number 8, I think, is going to be... I want to put study abroad at number 8. I don't know if I talk about it less because it's getting farther back in the past, or if it's just that now I am like... You know, at Cincinnati, if you study abroad and you like get to travel a lot while you study abroad, like that's still a little bit of a novelty, and people say, oh, whoa, you went all those places. But guys, I go to private school now and I say, oh yeah, I went to France, and people are like, oh, my family's vacationed there every year since I was 8. And it's not impressive anymore.
Sure.
And what's impressive is that time my car battery died in college and I had to eat beans and cabbage for the rest of the week so that I could afford the battery. That's what's impressive now.
Crazy how the
tables have turned.
And like, I think I do understand what you're saying, because like even at the school I'm at now, like, I don't talk about my time working in Germany, like, at all, because I said, oh, y'all are just, okay, never mind, it's fine.
Honestly, I think I talk about your guys's, like, living abroad experiences more than I talk about mine at this point. Like, I talk about Lene living in China, I talk about Sammy working in Germany and telling her boss that she understood, or, like, thinking her boss said, go home, when her boss asked, Do you understand what we're talking about? So, like, I tell that story way more than I tell any of my stories about living in Ireland.
Oh. The way it took me the whole train ride home to say, oh, fuck.
That's so funny.
Oh, man. Fuck. Okay, so studying abroad is at number 8. I don't think it's a huge part of me anymore. Number 7, I think, is straight men calling dibs on you by saying, I call the dyke. Mm-hmm. So I had a pixie cut freshman year. I loved it. I'm really thinking about going back. It's pretty low on the list, but it's not at the bottom because I feel like this is an experience that I have had a lot in my life. I don't know how deep you want to get on your ranking podcast that is sorted in the comedy category on Spotify, but you know, like, we've mentioned that we are, like, this happened to Lene and I. One time we were just minding our own business, being college freshmen, walking around, and we heard two guys behind us be, like, trying to claim us, like, we're property and, like, they had any right to our bodies. And first of all, we didn't even know them. They were, like, strangers. And they were, like, parceling us up. And one of them said, I call the dyke, in reference to me. And it's definitely that in an experience that I've had a lot in my life. I think about it sometimes as, like, being someone who has Asian and Pacific Island ancestry. I think there's a really long history of those cultures being fetishized, and also just like queer women, queer and trans women being objectified in such just disgusting ways. There's no way around it.
We were for sure holding hands.
Yeah, that's true.
Walking around looking like a couple. And they were like, oh, no, no, no. They want me.
Yeah, exactly. Like, for all they knew, we could have been a couple. So, like, why did they feel like they had any claim on who we were as, like, two women of color who, in that moment, were presenting as a queer couple? Like, I just feel like that's definitely... I don't want it to be part of who I am. Sorry that this, like, got all weird. But I don't want it to be part of who I am, but I think that is still a lot of how people see me sometimes. Hopefully I'm growing out of it. Hopefully, like, I've surrounded myself with people who... I mean, like, my friends have never put me in a situation like that, but it is a situation I've been in too many times with acquaintances or people who were strangers or people who I thought were friends. And it's something that I don't know if I'll ever get away from, hopefully.
Yeah.
It's a funny story, but deeply rooted in racism and patriarchy.
And you know what isn't? Honestly, oh, might change that to the tagline of the show. And that's
it is.
Okay. And maybe this is just a whole nother thing. And maybe I'll have to cut it out. I won't, because it just is me rambling. But, like, the idea... Like, the whole 90s, the joke for all of the 90s until, like, 2015, that just women aren't funny. I said that, I've never understood that. I said, here's a guy. I know one funny man. And I said, where is this coming from? I said, I don't.
And, you know, it's funny to me because, like, the funniest people I have ever known are Black women. And
it's
so
we got so much trauma.
You need the trauma.
It adds flavor.
Oh god, it's true though.
Why we're so well practiced.
And simply
rolling
straight
with
white
the
men,
punches.
They're not funny. I don't know how they became like the comedy ruling class, but simply
right.
You're not funny.
Yeah.
I know.
Not funny.
You know, I hope by the time this one comes out that we're that enough people listen to this that we can get like a little bit of hate on that.
I hope so. I put it in all of my dating app bios, so.
Ooh, that's kind of hot, Lene.
Right?
I love that for you.
You know, telling them to like send me a screenshot listening to it, and I'll add them to my premium Snap account that doesn't exist. But that feels like a big charade for me. I would forget that I said that, and I'd ruin it for myself.
Here's the gag. That is one of the better scams I've heard you come up with. I think that's maybe my favorite scam of the year.
Big honor. Big honor coming from scam master herself.
We love a scam.
Okay. Number six.
Number six is matching tattoos. Lene and I have matching tattoos. It was our first tattoos. It was my first tattoo.
It was my third.
So, okay. Well, it was my first tattoo. It was Lene's second or third. For a lot of years, I waffled back and forth on how I felt about us having matching tattoos. I am back around to loving it. And I think it's important to be, like, connected to people that you feel connection with. And I think it was a big part of me really getting to love and accept like what being Filipino looked like. Lene, a lot of people don't know that you're a quarter Filipino. I have trouble feeling connected to being Filipino at times because my dad was adopted out of that culture. He was adopted into an incredibly beautiful and interesting different culture, but like I wasn't raised to be very connected to being Filipino. So, Lene, I love that we have matching tattoos. I love that we embrace this connection that we have and that we don't always feel like belongs to us, but we've put it on our bodies because it is ours, whether or not people want it to be.
Exactly. I will say that they're not 100% matching anymore because I did get the three stars around it.
Also, the artist didn't wipe off the stencil when he was doing yours. So
I know. That's so cute.
So yours is a little bit sharper. See, we were during his like second session ever.
Yes, because it was free.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
He loves free shit.
He is good now, though. He's found his niche, and he's good at it. Yeah.
Which is lovely. It is. Maybe
I love to see people
episode.
Succeeding at their dreams.
Yeah. Oh. Well, what a good guy, too. What do you have at five?
Okay, at number five, though. I think number five is getting tricked into taking shots of Everclear. This is, like, right at the middle because... Mm-hmm. I have a lot of, okay, this happened freshman year. I had never taken a shot before. I had never smelled vodka before, really. Like I had, but not really. And so when Lene and Sammy poured Emily and I shots of vodka and we smelled it and it smelled like hand sanitizer and we said like, hey, does all vodka smell like this? And they said, yeah, that's just what vodka smells like. I believed them because they were my friends and I was naive. So I feel like this very much describes me as a person because I really want to trust people. But I think it's also kind of scarred me as a person because I definitely... That was a good lesson for me to learn freshman year, that you should never trust that a drink is what someone says it is. You know, that
You're
was
welcome.
before you took me to any house parties, that was a lesson I needed to learn.
Mm-hmm. And it was low stakes.
It was low stakes. I did make it back to the couch without falling over, but I was definitely drunk by the time I sat down on the couch, which was like 15 feet away.
Sure.
Simply, I think that's one of the funniest things Sammy and I have ever done.
I kind of agree. And only very recently did someone point out that we did, I guess, drug you?
Oops.
And I said, oh, shit, that's bad.
Ooh.
But I think because it was low stakes and we were just doing it in fun, it's okay that
we didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
We didn't go anywhere. I knew that you were giving me alcohol. I just didn't know that it was 100 proof.
Yeah. Well, no.
Was it 150?
That was Everclear from Kentucky. That is...
It's 95%.
Yeah, 95% ABV. So whatever that is twice over.
No, that's... No. They sell Everclear that's 100 proof and 150 proof. And the 150 proof is 75% alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what did you give me? Did you give me straight alcohol. Up ethanol?
Yes. Of course.
I am angry about this all over again.
I'm pretty sure you took a second shot.
I do think that's
unless
true.
I'm remembering incorrectly.
You know, one time
and then you just laid on the floor for the rest of the night.
I do remember laying on the floor and just being like, Sammy, I feel funny.
Uh-huh. You
this is what it's like. You know, I think this leads perfectly into what number four is. And number four is believing Sammy has epilepsy. And so this was also freshman year. We were at a party one time, and I actually, barely remember this, but there were, flashing lights or something, right?
Uh-huh.
And you looked at me, and you were like, I have to get... Wait, you said... I have to get out of here. I have epilepsy. And I freaked out. I was like, oh my God, that's so rude of them to have flashing lights without offering a warning. And, you know, I think at movies, when we would go see movies for years after, I would check if there were epilepsy warnings on the movies.
So funny.
I think you were in it for three or four years, and we went to a concert. At Bogart's, maybe?
Potentially. And, or was it at the Riverbend?
Maybe.
Because we went to see
Jay Cole
that time.
There's flashing lights. Sammy, are you going to be okay? And she's like, what the fuck are you talking about? what?
okay. So I think this is number four. This is so embarrassing. I actually have another story strangely similar to this. The punchline of Sammy, me thinking Sammy has epilepsy is that she doesn't have epilepsy. And she just said that as a joke. And then I took it seriously.
I wanted to leave.
Yeah. I understand that now.
And I do think it's very funny. Oh, that's so funny. And the way lying to you is one of the funniest things.
I just really want to believe
it. It sounds bad, but it's so easy to do, and it's kind of funny.
I think as long as it's just relatively inconsequential, that epilepsy one was not, but but just a few ones, just to be oh, that would work, okay.
And you'd think it would make me a bad scientist. I might be a bad scientist.
No.
I still go to talks and lectures and stuff. I'm like, oh, wow, that is fascinating. And then someone will ask a question that's I don't believe anything you've just said. And I think to myself, it never occurred to me to not believe them. Harvard, if you're listening, please don't revoke my fellowship. Thank you.
Madeline, are you perhaps also autistic?
Is that a symptom? A sign?
A believing thing?
Believing things?
I feel like it is. Taking things at face value?
I certainly have a lot of obsessive tendencies, but I think that's more about OCD. I don't know where the gullible. nature comes in. But I am incredibly gullible.
Yes.
Very much. Okay. We're getting up there. Number three. No. Yeah. Number three is the Pebble Pack. So this one's pretty high, but I think it's like, first of all, I am a guest on your show. So it needed to be top three because respect to the pack.
Thank you. Yeah, but simply, you're a guest on our show. Why is it not number one?
Right. Ooh,
interesting. Okay,
no, but like, I think in a lot of my friendships, I am always willing to pick things back up. I'll always be around, you know? And so the Pebble Pack started because Sammy was in Germany working, leaving work too early because she didn't know German. That's what she was doing over there. And so Sammy and I had been talking about like what kind of, like we should meet up. I should come to Europe. We should go on a trip together. And Iceland was pretty far at the top of my list. Iceland was also at the top of Sammy's list. This is when Wow Air still existed and they had like $400 round trip flights from Cincinnati to Iceland. RIP Wow Air. But yeah, I was planning to go see Sammy, and then Linnea was like, well, I want in too. And I said, shit, they've still got tickets on my flight. And so we went.
I said, wouldn't it be fucking hilarious if I just showed up? And then I did.
My favorite part of this is I had told Sammy that I was bringing her one of her favorite things that was brown and sweet, because Sammy and Germany were really missing root beer.
Yeah.
And so I was hoping that you'd be like, ah, she's going to bring me root beer.
And
you were. And then actually, I brought Lene, who is also one of Sammy's things. One of my favorite things, brown and sweet.
I think one of the most wholesome things that happened to me in Germany.
Oh.
Hands down the most wholesome thing.
A lot of things happened to you that weren't wholesome.
Uh-huh.
No, but the video from the airport popped up in my Snapchat story, my Snapchat memories the other day. That's good content.
And you know, on the flight over, we had talked about how she was going to fall on the ground. And I think it was you who said, I bet she does the splits. And she did the splits when she saw you.
That was funny.
Yeah, I think that's a great indicator of, like, first of all, who we are as friends. And also, I feel like, you know, I'm always willing to hop on an international flight for a friendo. Doesn't matter.
It's called specifically the Pebble Pack because one of us is wearing a fanny pack, scooped up some Icelandic volcanic rocks, put them in the pack. We thought it was hilarious.
Called the Pebble Pack.
The fanny pack was the Pebble Pack, and then we realized that also we are the pebbles. The friendship is the pack.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. You can never escape the Pebble Pack.
You can unpack the pebbles, but you can never unpebble the pack.
Exactly.
Yep.
That's just science.
Okay, number two is being one Madeline tall.
Sure.
This is still one of my favorite things to tell my new friends, anyone that I encounter. I will occasionally refer to something as being one Madeline, and they just look at me like I am absolutely deranged and narcissistic. It is a little narcissistic, but I didn't start it. So I'm 5'2" tall, which is close enough to 5 foot. And one of our friends in college is like an Olympic class thrower. And so I think this started because she hit a PR, which was something like 55. Feet?
No, it was...
Or, like, 60? How
I think it was 65 feet, but I think it might have been further than that. But, yeah.
Okay. It was like at least long. 12 Madelines.
Mm-hmm.
Is how we came to this, is we were measuring Annette's throwing PR by how many Madelines long that would be. And then the other thing is, like, I don't know how all of you are so tall, but I am the shortest one in our college group by a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so much that we have to, like, pan down in pictures.
Yeah, it sucks. I just really wish I were a little taller.
You know, so, and don't we all?
I just want to have legs for days like you guys. Anyway, you know, my friends here are... I am
tiny. Tiny.
They're tiny. I have at least two friends who are shorter than me. Which is a strange phenomenon.
Just like, imagine how powerful would you be if you were also tall? Genius.
I would be too powerful. That's why God only made me 5'2".
Yeah.
And if you were tall?
The way we
I would be president.
Stepping on people. And they'd be like, thank you. Oh my God. This means so much.
They would have rewritten the Constitution. They would have said, Madeline, how old is she now? Not 35, fucking 22? 22. 22 is old enough.
I would have graduated from the University of Cincinnati, absolutely no training in law or history, and they would have, 2018, they would have elected me president, right?
2018, it would have been
a referendum.
It would have been a write-in. They said, we want another one. Just write
we
in
want
your
it
favorite.
To be Madeline. You know, if, oh my God, if I had been 5'7", can you imagine what the world would be like right now? Completely different.
5'7", I still feel short. It's not as tall as you'd think.
Here's what I'll say. Do you think if you were 5'7", do you think you would try less hard?
I think a lot of my success in life comes from this complex that I have. But also made me quite aggressive in my academics, certainly. I was a little infamous at my Christian school for arguing with the teachers. I think I made more than one cry.
This is why we had to bully her.
Yeah, you gotta knock
because I bullied the teachers.
Yeah.
Deserved it.
You know, I think a lot of it roots back to me being 5'2".
Mm-hmm.
I haven't grown since seventh grade.
And that's... I think I grew last year. I'm not joking.
I would believe it. So this leaves, at the top of the list, number one, being a fucking nerd. And sure. This was the one that you guys didn't even put on the list.
I was trying to be nice.
I mean, I think it defines so much of who I am.
And it really does.
Why am I doing a PhD in physics right now?
Simply, you're a masochist?
I might be. Like, I'm not even sure. And then,
so it's
like,
hard.
Like, I spend my spare time doing the nerdiest stuff. Not like nerd, like I play Settlers of Catan a lot. Like, that's a very typical nerd thing. And, like, I like Star Wars, and I'm super into the lore. But, like, I don't do it because I'm a nerd. That's just, like, a side thing. But, like, I will just spend my spare time looking up things that I wonder about.
I'm gonna need more.
Like, I'll just, like, Google questions that I'm, like... I watched this video and the first thing I did was go look up the necking instability of water droplets.
I think that's ADHD, but make it fucking nerdy, you know?
Which I think is just a valid strain of it. And I don't know what necking whatever you said is.
No.
It's like when the water stream gets really tiny, gets like really small and then it suddenly breaks into a little into the little droplet and then like a tiny little micro droplet that is sometimes reabsorbed into the primary stream.
Uh-huh.
I just think, like, a lot of aspects of my life, I'm like, I'll be taking the T, which is the subway in Boston, I'll be like, ah, I wonder how they make subway routes, or, like, I don't know, I store a lot of absolutely useless information just because I think it's interesting.
Lene, do you have a list of things that you thought of and you were curious about and you want to research later?
Yeah.
Okay, the same.
I think proposal. We're just all big fucking nerds.
That's fair.
It's very... You know what? I would say I think it's definitely true.
Yeah, I mean, the only...
I think maybe we're just all nerds.
I think you're right. I do think you're right.
And, you know, that's fair.
And that's okay.
That's true.
That's okay. I mean, I like the way that I live. It is intolerable sometimes when I'm like, why can't I just stop thinking about everything?
Sure.
But I think that might be the anxiety.
Lene, do you want to go back through and reorder?
Okay.
I would love to hear your input on how I view me. You know, I think, okay, here's what I am thinking of this as going, is one time in college, I told Sammy that I think my left eyebrow is my best eyebrow. And she told me that my right eyebrow is my best eyebrow. And I said, ah, great. I have two amazing eyebrows.
Oh, and that's a very positive outlook.
So this is how I, yes. So this is what I am anticipating you guys re-ranking my list will be like.
I think
these are my best qualities. And then you guys will say, actually, these are. And I'll be like, great, I have 20 best qualities. That's not how that works. That's not how this works.
That's very funny, though. You said double it. Double it right now. That's funny.
Okay. So your list, I'm going to read it from 1 to 10. Number 1, being a fucking nerd. Number 2, being only one Madeline tall. Number 3, the pebble pack. Number 4, believing Sammy has epilepsy. Number 5, getting tricked into taking shots of Everclear. Number 6, matching tattoos. Number 7, straight men calling dibs on you by saying, I call the dyke. Number 8, studying abroad. Number 9, the tattoo jar. And number 10, being early for everything.
I stand by
like
it.
That's... Okay.
Yeah. And that's... Final answer.
I think first has got to be Pebble Pack. Is that narcissistic? Yeah. Are we both narcissists? Yeah. Pebble Pack.
Right.
For sure.
How dare you come on our show and not put us at number 1. That's hurtful.
It was incredibly inconsiderate of me.
It really, truly was.
I apologize. I hope you'll have me back someday once you're actually famous.
We'll give it a week.
Okay, Sammy, what are you feeling for number 2? Should we keep it the one Madeline?
I think if we do number 1, Pebble Pack, number 2, being a nerd, being a fucking nerd.
Okay.
And then Madeline at 3. Being one Madeline Hall.
Oh, it's a good so far.
But here's what I'll say. I'm not one Madeline Hall.
You are
and
not.
You're not either.
Mm-mm.
Neither is Lene. I tell my friends here that my friends were like 5'8 and 5'9 and 5'10 and like 6 foot, but says she's 5'11. Their jaws just all drop.
So bro.
Are they children? Nobody can be taller.
And the way that until I got to UC, I just assumed I was short.
What?
Pebble Pack, being a nerd. I like one Madeline tall, but we can discuss that.
I like it there, because I like to use it as a unit of measurement.
It is very convenient.
one of the funnier things we've done.
I think my favorite thing about one, like, using me as a unit of measurement is then you would start to use it as things that, like, were not, like, quantifiable units. Like, she's feeling one Madeline sad today.
But everyone that we talk to knows what we mean when we say that.
But, like, she's two Madelines funny today. In reference to someone who wasn't me, meaning they were twice as funny as me.
Yeah, it just makes so much sense.
It just makes sense. That's all right. That's the transitive property. I don't know.
I would
number
like
four. I'm gonna say it's Everclear at four because that's fucking funny.
That is so funny. That is so funny. The way that is so funny. Yeah, you're right. I like that.
I truly thought that's what vodka smelled like.
That's your bad. You should have started underage drinking earlier.
Wow.
At five, the epilepsy did have very good usefulness for me. But I do remember we went to like a ballet thing at UC, and I said, "Oh, I have to go to epilepsy again," and that was very convenient.
Can't believe I believed that for so long.
You know what? I can't either. I think five has to be matching tats. That's cute and lovely and wholesome.
It is.
Shout out the Philippines. I'm gonna start telling people we're cousins.
Okay.
They'll never know. We're both Filipino. What do you mean you don't see it? That's racist. I don't know.
I think they will believe it. Especially if you're both wearing those glasses. I said, yeah, that's the face, right?
Number six, the epilepsy.
That's I like that at six. I think I want to put at seven the tattoo jar.
Okay.
Because I feel like that's an experience. Not necessarily having $700 in a milk jug in my basement floor apartment in Houston. Maybe not that experience, but the experience of, you know, coming into cash and being like, let's keep this for, you know, a rainy day.
Yes, that's an aspect that is very me that we haven't talked about. Sure.
Yeah. And so I like that. Would I keep a tattoo jar? No.
Okay. I'm going to put study abroad at eight, unless.
Okay.
Because I think that fair. Is a good time, but, you know, once you get further removed, can't talk about it all the time. Doesn't look right.
Don't look at you funny.
Okay. Here's what I think about people who talk about study abroad more than 5 years after it happened. I think they're pedophiles, and I am not willing to explain that further. You have a 5-year period to talk about your study abroad experience. After that, nope. You're going to prison,
you're a fucking
sir.
Pedophile.
That's funny. Okay, this is a tough one. The last two, I don't know what's
left. I'd say being called a dyke by straight men calling dibs on you. That's number nine. Then.
Sure, it is funny.
I just cannot fathom being early for things.
No. Yeah. And the only time I'm ever early is on accident. And I mean, like, my watch is wrong. My brain is struggling to fathom time, and so I can't.
You know what? I think this is when I should hop in, put on my physicist hat, and say, time doesn't exist. It is as fake as the meter. We made it up to make things convenient for us.
And that's why I'm constantly late.
And that's why we measure in Madelines.
Precisely. It all comes together. Time isn't real. Time is a social construct, just like gender and race.
To none of which I subscribe.
As you shouldn't.
The way that time is literally just the man trying to get us to work.
Absolutely. You know what we used to follow?
The sun?
Our circadian rhythms and the sun.
And I think we should bring that back.
Lene, when we lived with you, your sleep schedule was yes.
Yes. Correct.
The way you were always asleep. And like, yeah, depression, but I said, yo,
you would like
on time?
You would wake up to eat or be fed pepperoni.
Yeah, I didn't go to class that year.
Yeah.
We took linear algebra that semester, which I cannot blame you for skipping that class because the professor was incredibly racist and sexist. Mm. And just kind of overall a vampire, but not the fun kind.
We tried to report him to the Title IX office for being a sexist misogynist. And he's tenured.
Oh.
I went to the department chair about him, and I was like, he made me feel really uncomfortable in class. And they said, but did anyone else? Or was it, is it just you because you don't like the grade that you got on your first exam?
Ooh. We don't love gaslighting. Not like that.
Ooh. Yeah. No, he called me out in class once. I was the only Black girl in the class. I was the only Black person in the class.
You were like one of five women in like this 50-person class and one of two Black people.
Yeah. Like, he called me out one day for skipping class like the previous day. He's like, you weren't here. I know that because you're the Black girl.
Oh.
You can't say that.
Oh.
And then when we took our final, Lene and I sat next to each other because we're friends, and we were the only two in the entire classroom that he separated, even though all those white boys in the back were definitely cheating the entire semester and watching movies during class.
That's disgusting. That's honestly so disgusting. And if you wanted to call him out, I would be mad at it.
I don't remember his name. That I mean, Lene, do you remember his name?
Yeah, his name's Dan Ralescu. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I blacked out his name, but Lene engraved it into her.
I never forget a grudge.
Oh my god.
Okay, I'll read back through the final definitive order. At number 10 is being early for everything.
Yeah.
At number 9 is a straight man calling dibs on you by saying, I call the dyke.
Yeah, happens.
At number 8 is study abroad.
Yeah.
At 7 is a tattoo jar. At 6 is believing that I, Sammy Harrell, had epilepsy.
I still kind of do. I'm not convinced you weren't lying to me when you said you did it.
So which time is the truth, Sammy? You lying to me, or are you saying that you lied to me? And that's funny. At 5 is matching tattoos. At 4 is being tricked into taking shots of Everclear. At 3 is being one Madeline tall. At 2 is being a fucking nerd. And most importantly, at number 1 is the pebble pack.
Pebble pack.
Whoa, 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 whoa. And you know, I'm going to figure out how to put sounds in so I can put an air horn there.
Oh, yes. Good. Wait, can I do my best air horn and then you use it for the rest of your podcast forever?
Honestly, yes. That's so funny.
Okay.
That's so disgusting that I will use it. That will be the air horn we use. That's so wow. All right, Lene, you want to wrap it up?
All right. I'm Lene.
And I'm Sammy. And our guest was?
Madeline.
And this has been another episode of Dank Ranks. Where
thank you, friends.
Anything can be ranked.
PBR, really, please sponsor us.
Please.
Here's another reason PBR should sponsor you as a podcast and me as a person. Mm-hmm. Diversity mm-hmm. points.
Yeah,
honestly.
Come on.
Three women of color, at least two of them are neurodiverse.
Absolutely.
Two of them are half-breeds. What more could you want?
You know they love those ambiguous type folk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We were born to be poster children.
The way we simply are. Ugh. College brochure.
And we are hot.
I want to get it.
You want people to drink your beer? Why don't you put these three lovely women of color on your site? Come on.
Just a bunch of hot fucking nerds.
Oh my god.
I'd buy
wearing our
beer.
Glasses. That's what that is a family I want to be a part of.